Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday. And as we do each and every Patriots Friday, we go to the guest line to talk to one of the Patriots coordinators. And this week, Josh McDaniels on a Patriots Friday is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com, and by Cape Cod Lumber, your local timber tech supplier, number one in premium decking. Mr. McDaniels, you're here with Andy and Fitzy. How we doing?
Great, guys. How you doing?
We're great. We are enjoying the season so far. You know, it's fun to be a fan when the team is in first place and scoring points, winning games, all that. But you got a test this week, the Browns, Myles Garrett. And I wanted to start there with Myles Garrett. When you have, I guess you call him a game wrecker, a player like Myles Garrett, maybe the best defensive player in football on the other side of the ball, obviously there's a challenge to deal with him and know where he is on every play. But is there also the importance of running your offense and doing what you do and not going overboard worrying about a guy like Myles Garrett?
I think you have to do both. And that's the trick. Whenever you have a player of that quality, that's that disruptive and proven over many, many years, and certainly this year, again, how great a player he is. And so you obviously want to stay within the comfort zone of your players and the things that they know how to do best. And at the same time, he deserves every bit of respect and attention relative to how you set up the plan to try to limit the best that you can, the production and the big plays that he's capable of making. So, again, that's the attempt whenever you have to deal with players like this. And hopefully we've done a decent job of trying to do that, and we can go out there and execute the best we can on Sunday.
Josh, taking a slightly broader view of how things are going with the offense and the team overall, is this right around where you either wanted to be or thought you'd be offensively, developmentally, seven games into the season?
I don't know. I never really stop and honestly consider, you know, where I think we're going to be a month from now, 2 months from now. I didn't do that in training camp. I certainly didn't do it in the off season. I think there's just so many things to try to go through day to day with your team and our group on offense to try to improve. And I think that's kind of always been my mindset and focus as a coordinator or a position coach is, you know, how can we, you know, get our group to improve and make progress today? And so I have no idea what our, you know, the best we can possibly be is, because I don't think we've reached it. And we're just going to continue to try to address the things that we think can make our team a better offense, a better group, you know, in each situation. And hopefully we'll continue to make progress and improve. I am, I think our group really works hard to do that, and I'm very proud of the way that they come into to each day and try to learn the material and practice hard to try to get the things down that we need to work on to be successful each week. So couldn't ask for more from them than that, and you know, we'll see where it takes us, but certainly happy with the progress we've made so far.
Josh, from the outside looking in, it seems like this team has good vibes. Your offense has good vibes, camaraderie, whatever you want to call it, good culture in the locker room. And you've been around a lot of teams, good teams, bad teams, mediocre teams. And I was wondering, in general, do the vibes help you win, or does winning help create the vibes?
Both. I think that's an interesting question, and it's, you know, I think when you say the vibes, first of all, I think the relationship part of this team is strong, and I think that starts with Raves. I mean, he's done a great job this entire year of stressing how important it is for us to create the relationships and the bonds on our staff and on our team that are required when you're gonna do this job and work in this at this level and be successful. You have to appreciate and know the people that you're working with and for. And I really think that has been established. I think our players have a genuine care for one another. I think our coaches do as well. And I think that bond goes between coaches and players also. And so I feel like that's been a real strength of ours. And then, you know, in order to get those vibes from winning, you have to gain confidence. And I think, you know, the only way to do that is through your performance. And so we prepare hard to go out and perform well. And if we can do that, then I think that naturally breeds confidence. And then the confidence continues to grow as you go through the season. So I think, you know, any talk about vibes, et cetera, is, like I said, starts with the relationships of the players and the people on this team and this organization. And hopefully winning can help promote those as well.
Speaking of somebody who's confident and also brings a lot of vibes and performs, you were remarking yesterday in a little presser from the stadium about Steph Diggs and his hands especially. Can you talk about just how important, we know how important his vibes and we all we got, we all we need, but and the leadership's tremendous, but how important is it having someone so dependable like that, both for your offense to run the way it is and to help continue the development of your young quarterback?
I think Steph's been tremendous. just his overall, you know, competitiveness, how he approaches each day, the way he pushes the guys around him. I think the standard that he holds himself to, and how he approaches his work. And so, and then certainly none of that matters if you don't perform. And, you know, he's gone out there and made critical plays in a number of situations in a lot of big games for us this year. So, I think he understands what it takes to be successful in this league, and I think he's done a really nice job of trying to share those experiences with, you know, some of our younger players, and has been a really, really positive influence on our football team.
Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels with us on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday. Josh, we made it four questions in without mentioning Drake May, so I think that's a record, so we need to stop and have a Drake May question. He kind of admitted the other day that either sliding or throwing the ball away, sort of giving up on a play, kind of goes against his natural playmaking instincts. Is that something that he's going to have to learn and evolve with? And is that something that maybe this week, going against the best defense you've faced so far, might be on the horizon for him? Don't be afraid to slide. Don't be afraid to throw it away and live to fight another play.
Certainly. I think making good decisions when those things come up, you know, are things that we've discussed and we've talked about, and he understands. I think that, you know, the difference in those situations is they're unscripted results. You know, I mean, there's not many of those times where we've, you know, created or designed a play where he's, you know, designed to be doing those things, running the ball or outside the numbers or down the field or what have you. So it's a momentary decision that he's going to have to choose. And again, he's made some really good choices this year and slid and protected himself and, you know, I know he took a couple hits the other day, and certainly we don't want him to do that if he can prevent it. So I think he understands the difference. And again, it's just going to, it's going to come down to making a smart decision in the moment, depending on the situation, the circumstances, but protecting himself and helping, helping our team by being available is certainly going to be a big part of moving forward. But, you know, you can't ask for one and then say not to have any of the other. You know, he makes a lot of really good plays. He extends some plays. He converts some third downs with his legs. And those plays all help you win. So what we're doing is we're trying to ask for both at the same time. And hopefully he does a good job of learning from these experiences and makes great decisions going forward.
And of all the things that Drake has done this season, Josh, all the strides he's making, all of the statistical achievements, the unique accomplishments, and so much more, what is the one thing you would say that you are most impressed with or most impressed about that Drake has done thus far in his sophomore season?
Just the consistency of the person. You know, regardless of, you know, the result of a practice, a period, a game, it hasn't affected his day-to-day preparation, his attitude, and his approach. And that's been very impressive to me relative to just the maturity of a young player that has the ability to process what's going on around him, ignore the, you know, any exterior noise, good or bad, and just try to focus on getting better and having a...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Productive day. Like I said, it's a great thing for our offensive group to have that type of leadership coming from the quarterback. And it's a very impressive thing to have it come from such a young player.
Speaking of something very impressive, I think it kind of got lost in the wash, but when Drake was in the medical tent, you had Josh Dobbs come in, pick up a key third down on a nice play where he really stepped up, delivered the football. What has your experience been like with Josh Dobbs as the backup quarterback, you know, even going back to the summer and through what he's brought to the team throughout the course of the season?
Yeah, Dobbs, he's been tremendous. He's very, very smart and has been a great addition to our group. He and Drake have a tremendous relationship, which I think is very important in that room. Tommy has added that to that as well. But Dobbs, he's, you know, been here every day, a very, very consistent presence for our offense, prepares every single day like he's starting, ready to go on a moment's notice. Nothing's too big for him. Takes care of his body, does a great job when he's on the scout team of giving the defense a look, and had no hesitation about, you know, him going in there and playing good football last week when he was called upon. So just what a superhuman being, good football player, really happy we have him. Like I said, just a lot of confidence in him, and couldn't be more excited about the group that we have in there.
Josh, first a quick aside of a question. Have you received an invite to one of these special Thursday night hibachi or sushi dinners that it seems have become all the rage with Drake, Steph, and the linemen?
They would have to host those pretty late if we were going to attend one of those on a Thursday night. I think a lot later than they really want to do that. So, You know, it'd be like a 10:30 start time if we were going to have a hibachi dinner on a Thursday and include the coaches. So, no, I have not, but I'm very happy to hear that they enjoy their time together outside of this office and this football facility.
Excellent. And since we won't get a chance to do one of these Friday interviews with you again until after the trade deadline, if the team focuses on defense at the trade deadline, so be it. Are you cool with that? And any offensive additions or spots where you would like a little extra depth in advance of November 4th?
I love the group we have, and that those things are not part of my decision-making process, nor do I consider thinking about them. So love the guys we have on the team and excited about going and competing against Cleveland on Sunday with them.
All right, Josh, I know you got a meeting to get to, so we'll let you get out on that. Good luck this weekend. And by the way, we've been learning more and more about Drake May. Big pumpkin spice guy. So if you're looking to bring him something on an early morning, maybe a latte or something, that would be right up his alley.
I know his wife is a good cook too, so she drops some stuff off in the quarterback room every once in a while also.
Oh, nice.
Wow, nice.
Careful though, I've been praising you for how much you look like you're in shape.
Know,
so careful, not too
many. Watch out those 10:30 nights.
Skinny. You got to stay skinny, right?
I know. No chips after dinner.
All right, Josh, we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Good luck.
See you guys.
Thanks, Josh.
That was Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels here on WEEI Afternoons.
Uh-oh, Andy, I have to remark. I got to say something about this one.
What happened?
He sounds like he's in a really good –
Oh, is this one of those Belichick reads where if the coach is in a good mood, he's about to open up a can of whoop-ass on Miles Garrett and this number one quote-unquote defense? Is that what we're saying?
Listen, I couldn't see him, obviously, because he's down at the stadium and we're in our respective studios, but – I felt some smile. I felt, we're talking about vibes. I felt good energy off Josh in that one. I might have to dial up my, prediction a little bit. I may have to crank it up a couple points. I don't know. I'm feeling pretty good about that one. Pretty good.
I don't want to give too much of a teaser to my pick later, but if you're right, maybe I need to change mine as well because I did not necessarily have the New England Patriots covering with my score prediction for Sunday. But he was in a good mood, and we're getting closer here. We're getting closer to that was almost an opportunity with our relationship growing and buddy-buddy and all that thing. There was almost an opportunity to play brag there when he said, well, if they're going to invite the coaches, it's going to have to be a pretty late dinner on a Thursday night for hibachi.
Almost an opportunity. Are you kidding me? That was like the coach brag of the century.
It was such a great story, wasn't it, fellas?
It was. I don't know if we're quite there yet to play drops with Josh and have him be okay with it, but I feel like we are trending in that direction. But Fitzy, he has reason to be happy, to be having fun, He embraced the vibe talk, unlike the Twitch chat, which wants me to stop using the word vibes. And if you come up with a better word that you'd prefer I use, camaraderie, whatever, I'm just saying. This team on offense in particular, but really the whole team, seems like it has vibes. And doesn't that make it fun to, let's see, you're winning. You have a great young quarterback that everybody gushes about.
Your fan base is going wild. And Andy, you and I both know, from everything from podcast downloads, page views, merchandise sales, everything. There is so much more buzz. There's a positive din. There's a thing going on right now in Patriots Nation again. There hasn't been since 2021 and before that, at least 2019. Like, people are into this team, and it's not because they're laughing at it because the stadium only has 33,000 people for a Chargers game in December. It's because it's selling out, and they are now, what do you call it, like above the top of the mantle, top of the post, whatever, above the fold. They are an above the fold team now again.
100%. And not just in Boston, in the National Football League, they're an above the fold type team. And this is a guy who over the last couple years was fired from the Raiders, spent a year off kind of figuring things out. Hell, he's doing some podcasts with Edelman and touring various college and pro situations, a little bit like Tom Thibodeau is doing with the NBA this year. And right off the jump, he's back at it, running a top 10 offense in scoring, has arguably the best young quarterback in football. He's living where he wants to live. As he said a couple weeks ago, like, it's going to be hard to get me to move my family out of Westwood. And that's so, like, you know, he's still being paid by the Raiders, probably quite a nice, handsome sum of money. What's the worst thing that's happening in Josh McDaniels' world right now? Travion Henderson's been a disappointment.
Get Kyle Williams activated. I don't know.
Right. Those are luxuries.
Andy, The best thing is right now, save for the fact that, you know, he has to avoid his late night snacks and isn't getting enough sleep because they're putting in hard-o coach hours. Everything's coming up McDaniels right now. Like, he's in a great place full of, and this is one of my favorite expressions in all of sports, first world football problems.
And I don't know if I agree with this, disagree with this, or this is even a consideration for conversation, Fitzy, but we have the 860 texting, Josh never sounded that happy when Bill was coach, to be honest. It's crazy. I don't know if that's true or not true. You know, the coordinators didn't do weekly radio interviews under Bill Belichick, not with us, not with, you know, I think he feels comfortable with us, joking aside.
Didn't Belichick famously, like, if he had to do something like a mandated once a month availability, he would schedule the coordinators for like the 31st and the 1st?
He would do that on October and November. And what is the 31st of October? It's a holiday. You know what it is?
Yeah, it's Halloween.
Yeah, he would do it on Halloween night, which screws the reporters and screws the coaches that have kids that want to go trick or treat with their kids and get away. And then, yes, he would do it the next day and be like, well, we gave you your access for both October and November. You should be happy now.
Boo.
So, you know, I never expect Josh to take a pot shot at Bill, but the texter might be onto something. That might also be part of it. Life under Mike Vrabel, life under the coach who lets you have a family work balance, even if you're working till 10:30 on a Thursday night and can't go to the hibachi dinner with the linemen. Life is pretty good if you're Josh McDaniels right now. So we appreciate the offensive coordinator joining us as he prepares for his biggest challenge of the year, his offense's biggest challenge of the year, Sunday against the Cleveland Browns at Gillette Stadium. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, yeah, we got to get to the Bruins. Ted Johnson was there. It was quite a game. And by quite a game, I mean quite a bad game. The Ducks win, and the Bruins still suck. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.